Music from the Cotters, that is off of their album Forerunner from a few years back. Gosh, 10 years ago? Hard to believe. A beautiful song. It's called Water Lily. Good evening. How are you this evening? I'm passingly well on this hot summer afternoon. It's 7 o'clock, but it really feels reasonable to call it afternoon rather than evening, as warm as it is outside. And happy solstice to you coming up ahead on the 20th of June. And this solstice is an unusual one because it's a full moon solstice. So the full moon will be rising on the evening of June 20th, just as the sun is setting, literally within 2 minutes of each other. It happens, as I recall, right around 8:32 in the evening, 5 days from now on June 20th. So should be quite the evening to usher in what some people call summer, what others would call midsummer, because the solstice is sort of in the middle of the season. The days will start getting shorter after June 20th. Hard to believe, but it's true. We've got all kinds of interesting things in store for you this evening. Earlier today, let me back up. If you are one of these people who watches a lot of public television, Channel 6, Channel 12 in the Denver metro area, you have seen, without question, a million runnings of Riverdance. You've probably seen 500,000 runnings of various iterations of Celtic Women, and you've probably seen somewhere around 250,000 iterations of a male equivalent to Celtic Women, which is called Celtic Thunder. And Emmett Cahill is one of the members of Celtic Thunder, and we caught up with him today as he was literally running through LaGuardia Airport on the way to catch a plane to San Francisco in advance of a show that he's going to be doing in Denver on Tuesday of next week, the 21st, and would be hard to find a nicer guy. In the first instance, there aren't that many artists that would be really interested in doing an interview while they were literally changing planes. Number two, this was not an easy interview to set up. Between the two of us, getting our schedules to mesh was difficult. And finally, some of the sound quality, as you can imagine, with standing in line and getting boarding passes and things like that, isn't necessarily the greatest. But what does come through, in addition to his artistry on a couple of tracks we'll play for you, was Emmett's just gentleness of spirit. He was a very nice guy. And you'll hear that for yourself a little later in the show. We're going to go ahead, pitch back into music now with the Chieftains. This is off of an album of theirs. It's called the Donegal Set. It's on an album called Water from the Well, and sort of have a little bit of a water theme going on here. Music from the Cotters. The song is Water Lily. The Chieftains album is called Water from the Well, and we're going to end up the set with music from the Elders from their album Racing the Tide, the title cut from the album. So off we go. You're listening to Celtic Music on Schultegel. My name's Carl Cumley, and you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. Thank you.
bike in town. We all ran out to Princess Street to see what's going down. The train pulled in from Gori at 20 past one. And 7 hours later, the dirty work was done. The sailors stumbled down to the river. They were all 3 sheets to the wind. There's a name for the mountain, Milwaukee. But in Queenstown, we just call them Jim. Casting up from the docks at 3:30, they made off for the open sea. Out into the black, if they're never coming back, with the ghosts from the past they were hoping to see. Nearly stumbled down to the river. They were all 3 sheets to the wind. A demon and gave it a name, just to have someone to blame. With no battle to fight, they sailed into the night with only one mission in mind. As many have tried and many have died, they were only rinsing the tide.
Music from the Elders right there off of the Racing the Tide album, Ian Byrne and crew, and they are going to be coming. Kathy just called just a minute or two ago and said, that's one of my favorite groups. Will you please mention that they're coming to town? And I said, I'd be absolutely delighted to mention that. July 22nd at the Steinbaugh Pavilion on Front Street in Louisville. Friday night, July 22nd, they will be holding forth in all of their Celtic glory. If you have never seen an Elders show, they are great fun. They are very high energy. It's like having all of the very best of St. Patrick's Day distilled into maybe 2.5 hours and then just, you know, really taking a double shot of the Elders. It's terrific fun. That's all I can say. You'll have a great time at the show. And Kathy, thank you again for calling to remind me. It's on banners around town in Louisville. If you're around Old Town in Louisville, you'll be able to see it for yourself. But that's kind of a not-to-miss show. I think they also have a terrific show coming up day after tomorrow, 48 hours from now. March 4th Marching Band is there as well. Another terrific show. So we are going to be launching in this next set into music from the album Fair Celts. And this is, you'll recognize one of the tunes here. It's called Tar Dom de La, Come Give Me Your Hand is the name of it. It was part of the soundtrack to the Stanley Kubrick movie Barry Lyndon. And keep thinking of that film soundtrack idea, because we're going to be going from the Fair Celts and Tar Dom de La to music from Emmett Cahill, and he is going to be singing a song which appeared in the John Ford movie The Quiet Man with Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne. So, and then we'll launch into a little bit of a talk that we had with Emmett earlier today, and that should take up a little bit of time at least. So off we go with Tar Dom de La. You're listening to Schultegale on KGNU in Boulder.
Crash, kava, kava, to lak nie chin crash. Moi la te pa, ya hen na la hrovi. En ala yubi, ya hen na la hrovi. Iri yu, iri yubi, ya hen na la hrovi. En ala yubi, ya hen na la hrovi. Thank you.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land, across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. Valleys, and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. And then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf fire gathered on bended knee. Their rosary is told, but dreams don't last. Though dreams are not forgotten, and soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Just heard The Isle of Innisfree from Emmett Cahill, and Emmett's joining us on the phone. Emmett, good evening to you.
Kyle, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for making time with us this evening.
Not at all. Delighted to be speaking with you.
And tell us a little bit about the song that we just heard. It may be familiar to some of our listeners as music from a film soundtrack.
Yeah, so The Isle of Innisfree is a song from the Irish movie The Quiet Man, which was a very, very, very famous film, I think back in the 60s. And, you know, that was one of the first songs I recorded with Celtic Thunder, and it kind of deals with the whole topic of Irish people moving abroad, and particularly to America, to find a new life, and I suppose still pining for the Emerald Isle, for the homeland. And I suppose I can relate to that a lot from my time touring in the States. You know, I suppose you spend a lot of time touring around the world and seeing new places, but you're always reminded of your homeland in Ireland, and we're very proud of that. So that song is kind of a very fitting one for me to record with Celtic Thunder.
Well, for those of our listeners who are not familiar with you, you've done a number of tours with Celtic Thunder, and I think you must have started when you were about 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been playing music my whole life. You know, since I was very young, my dad taught me piano, and then my mom had some singing training since I was very young. So when I started touring with Celtic Thunder, it was, it was a little bit of a natural progression, I guess. It was something I always wanted to do as a career, and started as a hobby. And yeah, I've been loving doing it, and doing it for a few years now. And you know, absolutely love touring around, particularly around the States. There's such an affiliation with Irish music, so I've been having a great time so far.
And you're now out on a solo tour of the United States, and coming to Denver on the 21st of June, which is this coming Tuesday. You will be down in Washington Park at the Washington Park Church of Christ. And I think you're doing a meet and greet before the show as well.
Yeah, so this will be my second time actually playing a solo show in Denver, and my first time at the Washington Park Church of Christ. So, and yeah, before every show, I used to do a meet and greet with some fans, come along and take some photos, and just a general Q&A, but generally, the concert, Carla, is quite relaxed. You know, it's me singing some songs, obviously, but telling stories about my life in Ireland, my life on tour, and people over here in the States are always very interested in what life is like growing up in Ireland, and, you know, also what life is like on the road touring. It's quite an unusual way to make you exist and live your life. So it's a very personal sort of show, very relaxed, intimate sort of concert, and, you know, I think people just like to come and escape for a couple of hours and listen to some songs.
And you obviously have a fantastic career with Celtic Thunder. As you say, you've been all around the world touring with that group. How is solo touring different for you?
Well, it's very different, but equally rewarding, I guess. You know, touring with the guys with a big show, I guess there's less responsibility, and that you're part of a show and everything is organized for you. Solo tours, there's a whole lot more organization, but it's so rewarding because you get up and you get to take the stage for 2 hours every night yourself, tell your stories, sing the songs. You know, you put a lot more into it, but I feel you get a lot more out of it then as well. So, you know, this is my second year touring as a solo act, and I've absolutely loved it. And, you know, the action has been fantastic, and I've been to Colorado a few times along the way. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm very excited to be playing in a church. I mean, a church is where I first started to sing, and really that was where I first performed in public. So I'm very excited to be coming back, not only to Denver, but also to be performing in a beautiful setting of, you know, the church in Washington Park.
I'm interested, you know, I know you won the John McCormick Outstanding Young Tenor Award a few years back. I know that you are a musicologist, a student of music and of tenor singing. I wonder how you see the evolution of the Irish tenor as an art form from the old scratchy recordings of John McCormick through what someone who comes to your concert on Tuesday night is likely to be thinking.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm doing is, I mean, you mentioned John McCormick. I would have been heavily influenced by his music growing up as a kid. My dad would have played me old vinyl recordings of his music. And, you know, I'm actually from the same county in Ireland that he's from. So we're very proud of him, obviously, and the legacy he left, particularly with the American public. They absolutely adored him. And, you know, he created such a path for Irish musicians to come across the Atlantic and sing Irish songs, and created such an interest in it. So in one way, I feel I'm, you know, trying to carry that legacy. But in another way, I mean, I'm 25 years of age, but I'm singing these songs that are I suppose have been written maybe 100 years ago, but they still carry very universal themes. You know of loss, of love, of pride in your homeland, of just stories of family life. You know, all those things are things people can really relate to. So, I love singing this music. As I said, I'm a young guy, but I love the old music. I love singing these songs, and I think they're as relevant today as they've always been. Obviously, I'm growing up in a very different time than the likes of John McCormack would have grown up. So I put my own stamp on the songs. You know, I draw on my own personal experiences in my life, like he would have when he was performing these songs. So I suppose I'm trying to maybe give them a new lease of life. But the nice thing about it is so many people recognize these songs from a different era, and they like to hear them sort of once again. Maybe they haven't heard them in many years. So it's nice to see people's reaction to those as well. And, you know, I sing the first line of a song like "I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen," or "Irish Eyes Are Smiling," and people immediately recognize with it because their parents may have shown them the songs, or the grandparents, or it brings them back to a time in their life. So I love to do that, to kind of create moments for people that they can enjoy.
We're speaking with Emmett Cahill, who is going to be in concert this Tuesday, June 21st, at the Washington Park United Church of Christ. He's going to be doing a meet and greet at 6:15, and the show is a 7:30 show. So the address there, 400 South Williams Street in Denver. Emmett, tell us a little bit about the new album.
Yeah, so I actually recorded my debut album last year, entitled Road Trip, and it was a compilation of many of the songs that I had learned growing up that kind of shaped me as a musician. So I will have that available, but I'm also working on my brand new album, which will be an orchestral album, a much more, I suppose, classical-based album. And it will have a lot of those old classic Irish songs, many of them that people will hear me perform at the concert next Tuesday. So if folks want to get a bit of a preview of what's to come, I'll certainly be setting the tone for that next Tuesday night in Denver. So, look, really, really looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it as well. How many stops do you have on this tour? I know it's a packed tour, and then I think you're coming back to Colorado with Celtic Thunder, at least I hope so, later in the year.
Yeah, we will be back in the fall, but on this particular tour, there's about six stops, and then we're home for a week, and then we're back out. We're out again in July, actually. So there's a lot of coming and going over back to the States. I literally just got back from Australia last week, so we're sort of clocking up the air miles, for want of a better phrase. But it's a busy year. We'll be back with Celtic Thunder in the fall. So look, a very exciting year. It's great to be getting an opportunity to travel all around the States and play Irish music, and it's great to see the people appreciate it and enjoy it so much.
Our guest is Emmett Cahill. If people want to follow you, I know you've got a website and a blog. How can they access what you're doing on sort of an almost up-to-the-minute kind of a basis?
Yeah, so I'm quite active on social media, so on Facebook in particular. There's also Twitter and Instagram as well. But if people want to hear about my tour dates, all that information is up on my website. So I like to keep people as updated as I can. And I know a lot of the fans love being interactive. They love keeping in touch. And if people want to email me directly or get in touch about something, I'm always very open to that as well via my website or on my Facebook page.
And why don't you give us the address for the homepage and Facebook? Of course, they can probably just type in your name and access it there.
Yeah, if they just put in emmettcahill.com into Google, or Emmett Cahill Official Music is my Facebook page as well. All the information is there. There'll be videos, constant updates from the road. I put up snippets of songs from shows, all that sort of thing. People will definitely be able to keep updated.
I'd like to go out with a wonderful and very unusual arrangement that you did of the great classic Danny Boy. Tell us a little how you came up with this particular arrangement and what it means to you.
Well, this particular arrangement of Danny Boy, as people may not recognize the main theme initially in the recording, because it's actually a verse for Danny Boy that was written many years after Danny Boy was actually written itself, and it was actually recorded for the first time by Roy Orbison, of all people. So I somehow uncovered this recording of it when I was about 16. I heard it on a CD at home, and I thought, there's a very different take on Danny Boy, but still really captures the message of the song. It's still the song that people love. So, it's a very unusual recording of it, Carl, but it's the one, I suppose, that has been synonymous with me over the last few years. As I've sung it on many solo tours, and I couldn't come to Denver without singing that song. So don't worry, people will be hopefully able to enjoy that one next Tuesday night.
Emmett, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. We will look forward to your show Tuesday, June 21st, this coming Tuesday, at the Washington Park United Church of Christ. That's 400 South William Street, and tickets are available online, as I understand.
Yes, on emmettgahl.com. Just check out the tour date page there. All the info is there.
Terrific. Emmett, thank you so much, and we'll go out now with Danny Boy.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's been a pleasure.
The valley is hushed. The flowers are all dying. The meadow is white with a winter snow. Lone as I stand at the place where Danny's lying, I say a silent
Cahill with his version of Danny Boy, and kind of a scratchy interview that we had earlier today, but delightful fellow. and he will be in concert in Denver this Tuesday. Let's go ahead and move back into the trad tradition, as they might say, as opposed to the Irish tenor tradition in Celtic music. And off we go with a little bit of music from Altan, Mal Dubna Glana. Music from Altan on KGNU. Have a couple of artistic things to tell you about. One is a pair of comic operettas by Gilbert and Sullivan, Trial by Jury and Cox and Box. They are two separate operettas. The Empire Lyric Players are summoning you to a hearing of a double bill of rollicking musical theater, Victorian musical theater, we should point out, sometimes wickedly funny, June 16th through 19th. It is at the Montview Boulevard Presbyterian Church on 1980 Dahlia Street in Denver, and the curtain is 7 p.m. Tomorrow night. And that would be Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night as well. That's Trial by Jury and Cox and Box, two separate operettas by Sir William Shank Gilbert and Sir Arthur Sullivan. Also, the Longmont Museum is hosting Cult Classics and Cocktails, and they are doing this tomorrow night, Thursday night, in association with James Bond Goldfinger, the Sean Connery classic. This summer at the museum, the Longmont Museum, The Dude Abides, and in May and June, you can watch your favorite cult classic films with friends in the new state-of-the-art Stewart Auditorium, all the while sipping a signature cocktail paired with each film. I'm imagining a vodka martini shaken, not stirred, for Goldfinger. The museum is also open with extended evening hours, 6 to 9 p.m., to stroll through the galleries during views and brews. And once again, that's at the Longmont Museum in Longmont, Colorado, at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday night, June 16th. Let's go ahead and get back into a little bit of the Celtic music with Bothy Band and Capercaillie as well. You're listening to KGNU.
Yeah. vicino l'uomo vorrà. E via via vicino l'uomo vorrà. Cazzo e zirini e rinchi ma ne smora.
Gaffa hat erneut in der Lina einen Schachter wie mir. Gaffa hat erneut in der Kleider zu eh. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Gaffa hat erneut in der Reilly einen Schachter wie mir. Ja, da kann er sagen, es kommt ja gar nicht leu mehr. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Und er macht den John Abbo hier rück am Kassan an der Hörwärter mehr. Still hear this howler, he's a frolach and down at a me. Come dear little John Duchess in a tog at me at a me. And yeah, there come the sachas kind of garish at me.
Toke Goboge, that's music from Kila on KGNU. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online around the world at kgnu.org. George is in studio to bring you Musica Mundi in Merest Moments, Just to give you a quick rundown on that set, before Kila and Toge Goboge, we heard Kaperkele put her buil snug in a blanket. That is what that means. And the Bothy Band with Finawilla, or Finawilla's Bothy. A very pleasant middle of the summer to you. Midsummer comes your way June 20th. Do keep it here to expand your musical horizons. We'll go out with a little bit of music from Gaelic Storm.
My head.